Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So last week, I did not have a podcast, but that's perfectly fine because I needed to step back. And this week, I like to offer you a totally different topic. And it's maybe going to be spiritually totally out there, but I really do not care. With the solar eclipse energies happening from today, I urge you to understand what is illusion and what is not illusion. Cutting through the veil of illusion. What does this mean? If we chase an illusion, if this is a career, a job, a relationship, running a certain script or story or movie in your head that is not aligned with what is really going on. Now, we have to be really conscious and aware, because if you manifest, you visualize. And how manifestation works is you see, you feel it, and you are in this moment and you feel the emotion. Now, what the creator, God, spirits, divine, whatever you want to call it, or life has really truly in mind for you is not necessarily what you think you want. And that's where we need to cut through the veil of illusion. If, for instance, you have been chasing the illusion of a certain lifestyle that you want, but it's not necessarily what you need, or you have chased an illusion of a relationship with a certain someone, but it was only based on what you knew about this person and what you would see as a potential in this person. But it's not really the reality, and it's not really the case how this person is or could be. Illusions are stories that we tell ourselves in our head, and they can be influenced by our trauma, by the lessons that we have to learn in our life and stop a certain karmic cycle. So this week, I like you to really reflect and contemplate on the illusions you have chased and the stories you have told yourself and you have repeated again and again in your life, and how you can stop this cycle, bring the power back within, and let go. This can be anything. This can be, for instance, the illusion of a career. I need to achieve this to feel better about myself. Or I need to have this certain thing to feel more respected or better about myself. Or this person is the only true person I should be together with, even though you don't really know this person. But there is maybe a soul recognition from your past and your past lives, which was in the past and is not in the here and now. And it can be based on illusion, until you realize how this person really is. So illusions, it comes up in many different philosophies and within yoga practice, the movement, the breathing, the meditation brings us into clarity and to a certain level of consciousness. What we, for instance, coach at Family Hippocampus, which is the foundation I'm running currently, with fellow directors who have done their work also, their trauma work, but with different tools, because we all have different tools and we resonate with different tools. And what we do is to cut through these illusions, the stories and the movies that we keep on repeating in our head, in our mind, which are influenced by trauma and past experiences, hurts, emotions, and manifestations that have been lingering in our body, that we react in a certain way instead of responding. And consciousness works with all the layers of our being. It doesn't work just only on the mind level. It works on our spiritual level, on our emotional, our mental, and our physical level. And it maybe sounds very complicated now, and I will further elaborate on that and try to explain it maybe in a simpler way. When you thought that something or someone would be the way how you thought this person or this thing would be, but you realize it's not that way and you have chased just an illusion. Think about this week where the cycle has already been repeated before and how you can stop. It is this kind of this illusion of wishful thinking. And it is a fine line to manifest intuition and wishful thinking. It's not easy sometimes to distinguish. And also, it depends on how much you have healed within to become very clear. Am I chasing an illusion? And sometimes we feel we are chasing an illusion, but with a nice side effect and a lesson that we have learned on the way. And we have learn something very important in our life on the way. If this is a new practice, if this is a new philosophy, if this is a new perspective. So I'm just saying to you, even if you find out you have chased an illusion, it does not mean it was for nothing. Not at all. Because it's a lesson and you can honor the fruits, the outcomes of these lessons, what you have taken away, the takeaways. So this week, cut through the illusions. And if you do not do it this week with the solar eclipse happening on the 29th, then chasing further illusions and getting dragged along will and could become painful. So surrender to what is shown to you. I always say, guides, spirits, ancestors, show me the truth and I will follow. No matter how ugly the truth may be and what it will entail. But I'm committed and dedicated to my development, my growth, and my own spiritual practice and healing that I will follow. And that is my commitment to myself to become, or let's say, remember the best version of myself. So illusions, think about it this week. Are you living in an illusion? Are you chasing an illusion? And no matter how much you chase it, you do not feel satisfied. And you do not get the outcome that you wish for, to be a happier person or a more loving person, or you find that unconditional love in this person, but it's just an illusion. Reflect upon it and please add in the comments what you come across, because these energies are very intense in the past weeks and maybe you have come across some roller coasters in the past weeks. Hold on tight on this ride, but also learn how to let go. Namaha, namaste.